From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. At least 40 people are dead and 84 wounded after a bomb attack in Kabul, Afghanistan. Ryan Brooks reports.
Officials say the explosion hit a news agency in a neighboring Shiite cultural center.
I saw many dead people in the area. I was looking for my cousin, but I could not find his body, and I'm not sure what happened to him.
Many of the victims were students attending a conference, a discussion on the anniversary of the Soviet invasion of the country. High-profile attacks in Afghanistan's big cities have continued despite heavy U.S. airstrikes on militants across the country. Islamic State, opposed to both the Taliban and the government, has claimed a growing number of these assaults. Thursday also marks the latest attack targeting Afghan media in recent years after a private TV station was hit last month.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Russian President Vladimir Putin said an explosion in St. Petersburg Wednesday was an act of terrorism, but didn't provide any additional details about the blast. At least 13 people were injured after a homemade bomb detonated in the supermarket. Putin also said the security situation in Russia would be much worse if thousands of Russian citizens who had fought with Islamic State in Syria had been allowed to return home. The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen has killed 109 civilians in airstrikes during the past 10 days, including 54 at a crowded market and 14 members of one family on a farm. The United Nations resident coordinator, Jamie McGoldrick, called the fighting futile and absurd. The coalition, backed by the U.S., Britain, and others, is fighting Iran-allied Houthi armed movement. This is VOA News. South Korea's government said it will impose additional measures to regulate speculation and cryptocurrency trading within the country. South Korea's Minister of Office for Government Policy Coordination, Hong Nam-gi.
The government had warned several times that virtual coins cannot play a role as actual currency and could result in high losses due to excessive volatility.
Hong also said that opening new anonymous cryptocurrency accounts for virtual coin exchanges will be immediately banned, as would providing anonymous accounts to new members of existing cryptocurrency exchanges. South Korea had previously announced its plan to tax capital gains from cryptocurrency trading to tackle what it sees as the risk of excessive speculation. Isha Sarai reports the Kremlin said Thursday that a call by opposition leader Alexei Navalny to hold nationwide protests to back a boycott of next year's presidential election would be investigated to see if it broke the law.
Wednesday, Navalny, who is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, announced a series of rallies across Russia on January 28th. To press for a boycott of the election, which he has been barred from entering. Navalny, who has organized some of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in years, has been jailed 3 times this year and charged with breaking the law for organizing public meetings and rallies. Under Russian law, the time and place of public rallies must be agreed in advance with the authorities, who have often declined to authorize them in the past, citing conflicting events or security concern. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Liberians are waiting to find out who will be their next president as officials continue to tally votes from the West African nation's runoff election. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are vying to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after 2 terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. The National Electoral Commission said on Facebook that the results will likely be announced Thursday. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Thursday that humanitarian action should not be used as a bargaining chip after several critically ill patients were evacuated from the Syrian rebel-held enclave of Eastern Ghouta to Damascus. The Jaish al-Islam rebel group in Eastern Ghouta said it was releasing 29 detainees. In return, the government is allowing the evacuation of 29 of the most critical cases. Almost 400,000 people in eastern Ghouta have been besieged by forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad since 2013, and the United Nations has pleaded for his government to allow the evacuation of around 500 patients, including children with cancer. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.